This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
This episode of In the Conversation, man, we talking about our favorite supermarkets, struggle cuisine, and Sweet 16 expectations.
All of Sweet 16.
Panda.
Time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo, my cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, what is good? What's going on? This is In the Conversation. This is Damian Lemon. Listen, we're not going to do all my right-hand side, left-hand side, because it seems as though Vlad has abandoned the podcast.
He didn't abandon us.
Nah, I hope he hasn't. Rumor has it. I heard on his independent podcast that he's not part of this podcast anymore.
According to TMZ.
Yeah, you know, TMZ podcast. That's a very niche media bureau. Anyway, nah, Vlad is still out there. That man has just shot the pilot. We definitely want to hear about it. You know, if anybody that listens to this podcast was at the taping, let us know.
Let us know.
You know what I mean? And if Vlad hears this, Vlad, let us
let
know.
Let us know.
You know what I mean? Anyway, nah, shout out to that man, Vladimir Caballo. Make sure you check out A Bronx Life when it debuts. But on my left-hand side.
And you already know.
The voice of your choice.
Ali Muhammad. In the building.
Now you got me saying you drop.
No,
the voice of your choice.
Hey, man.
I mean, my voice ain't good enough. The fuck?
These motherfuckers. Fuck all these motherfuckers.
Anyway, man, we in here chilling.
Welcome to the conversation, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Good to be back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's great to be back.
With the peeps.
With the conversationalists.
With the conversationalists.
That's a loose name for y'all, for our listeners, the conversationalists.
That's what we call you internally.
Internally? We talking to them right now.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? This is the first time they're hearing that.
Nah, I think we did that last, I said it last week too.
Okay.
I just said it in passing. It was just kind of off the cuff. I felt like it might fit. If you want to be, if you feel like conversationalist is what you like, let us know. You know what I mean?
If not, let us know what you think.
All right, fuck it. Yeah, let us know what you think. You in the conversation.
We got our own private, personal beehive. All the conversations.
Nah, I won't go that far.
We ain't got no emoji though. We need an emoji.
Oh, there's an emoji?
No, for the beehive. Oh, they put the bees.
Oh, that makes sense. And then for future, they got the purple umbrellas.
Oh, really?
I guess that might have just been for purple rain, but
Yeah, purple rain. Yeah. Then the Navy got the anchor.
Oh, I didn't know all this.
Rihanna Navy. Everybody, that's why I think Kanye wanted to call his shit the Wave so he could have an emoji.
So he could use that? So he could use the existing emoji?
Yeah, he use the existing emoji.
I guess. Pablo. It could be a Pablo emoji.
Well, it ain't one, right?
A little sombrero.
No Pablo emoji.
No Pablo
right
emoji and shit.
We need an emoji.
Yeah, what kind of emoji would it be?
I don't know. I guess we had to have that mic. That little karaoke mic.
Uh-oh, hold on. Somebody, Emoji Johnson.
I was going to say, maybe the megaphone or something.
Shit. Okay. Look at that. You know Chris from the three-point line.
You know what I mean? Building out our little army out here.
Man, what you been up to, man? What's going on?
Man, you know, just working, man. Had a great weekend, you know. My son was slinging them shirts. He put his website up this weekend on his own.
Yeah, Finesse. What is
Finesse Fam?
Finesse Fam.
He you know what I'm saying? He dropped out the re-up money, so, you know.
Okay.
I was proud.
That's what's up. So he already got the second order on the way.
He got the second order on the way. Be here Friday. Ooh.
Okay. What Jeezy say on that record? Bring me back. What he say? You know the record.
I threw him 50 grand.
Fuck that shit. Get paid. Yeah.
So I threw him 50 grand. Told me bring me back too.
Fuck that shit. Young nigga, get paid.
Then he was worried. He was worried.
I prayed.
Fingers crossed. I prayed.
Oh, man. What record is that shit?
That's
That's on the two albums ago.
Get paid.
Whatever. Y'all know what it is.
I done seen it all.
Seen it all.
Yeah, I done seen it all.
That was a fire record.
Yeah, yeah. That was his comeback record right there.
Yeah. That got him.
Got his swag back.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
He was a little punch drunk for a minute.
Yeah, don't forget. I'm here.
Ross and all that whole little crew had him in the headlock for a minute.
Yeah, they had a lot of momentum out there.
Yeah, and then he was able to jump back, though. Shout out to Jeezy the Snowman.
There you go.
No,
so go ahead. So Finesse
Fam. So Finesse Fam was in the building. He was doing a little photo shoot in the living room.
All right.
So you know,
y'all saw it on the snap.
Yeah,
it looked official though. Looked like you know.
Yeah, it was enough for
you. Y'all has lights and shit.
Yeah, so you know he was able to put up his product on his website and
Big
know,
Cartel. Y'all
on
doing
the Big Cartel? Yeah.
How was that Big Cartel?
Listen, man, I don't know.
Oh, yet. You just kind of you stand back a little bit.
Yeah,
you just watch.
In the beginning, last year I had a meet with the dude who actually printed the shirts.
Right.
Because he'd been in the game for a minute.
Right.
And so during the meeting, you know, he told him, he gave him some suggestions. Right. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Shout out to Fish Low. And so he had his notes. And then Fish told me to get him on Big Cartel this time, but I just waited.
Okay.
And then so when he got to the little point where he was actually moving and he wanted to expand a little bit, you know, I guess he went in the room and, you know, went back to his notes.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like, had already set up the Big Cartel. He was trying to set it up to his account, but I was like, no, we need to keep this, you know, with the adults.
So you
yeah,
still...
Yeah, because I set it up under my company. He ain't got a company yet, so you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know.
Legal purposes,
you know what I'm saying? Just so he don't wild out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Get just rich
keep
on
some,
you.
Some oversight.
Divorce y'all like on some Gary Coleman shit.
Some oversight on my investment. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean?
I invested in the company.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, so you want to make sure you see all the books? Sure,
no, I just want to know. Not even really that. Just make sure you're doing the right thing.
Okay. But you still like a, you like, you still
falling
back.
Yeah, I fall back. I fall back. I let him do what he do.
That's what's up.
Until he had a question, then I come in, I give him some, you know, whatever I think. But he had already had the site set up, so... You know, he was ahead of the curve.
So Finesse Fam is moving out there.
It's moving. Then at the same time, I had my niece.
Uh-huh.
My niece was she's in Atlanta, but they were in Miami doing her super sweet 16.
Mm.
And, you know, they was doing it like, you know what I'm saying, how the show was. Like, mm-hmm. You know, yacht party, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just
Spancy.
So it's all coming across the Facebook with, you know what I'm saying, they on the yacht, you know
Look
what I'm saying?
At them.
And they was having a great time.
Oh, shit.
And so, but, you know, we got the cousin twins because, you know, my sister and her, you know, her ex-husband, they got two girls. We got two boys. They both born within a month apart of each other.
Oh, wow. That's dope.
So next month is you know what I'm saying, the boy's birthday. And, you know what I'm saying, that shit was like, you know, a lot to...
a lot
to come behind. Like, shit.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, though. And
I'm not that I'm trying to compete
at all. I'm not even.
By no stretch of the imagination.
Okay. Be clear. It's not a competition.
But, you know, it does, you know, it does up the ante around the house. Like, so what are we going to do?
People have seen what has been done.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's things to reference. I wanted to say, maybe I'm ignorant to it, because, you know, the Sweet 16, my Super Sweet 16 thing, that's... Mm-hmm. That's, you know, I'm a little beyond that, but I do see it, and I see how it's impacted the culture.
Mm-hmm.
But is it as much of a deal for a 16-year-old man, 16-year-old boy?
Well, like, no, I don't think it's that much of a deal for my son, but like I said, it's more expectations than any other birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So he already put on the table he wanted to go to LA.
Right. You said,
so,
okay.
So that's going down. But you know what I'm saying? Beyond that, now it's like, but I do want to have a gift to open up on my birthday.
I like the humble plea. You know, I mean, you know, I would love to celebrate such, you know, a momentous occasion
on the day.
You know, with something in the physical form.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just up the ante just a little bit. Not that, you know, I got to comply or nothing like that, but, you know, it does. It's out there in the atmosphere. The kids are getting older. They, you know what I'm saying, start to see it.
They're seeing what's going on.
They see what's going on out there. You know what I'm saying? So now, you know, you got to be really real. You got to be 100, 100 mm-hmm. with your kids and situation. Like, listen.
So when we start talking budgets.
You know, budgets and lifestyle. You know, you like to do this kind of thing. Shit.
Welcome. Happy 16th birthday and welcome to the real world. You know what I'm saying? This is how shit really go.
What I'm going to do is pass you this phone bill since your business is booming now.
Here's your first responsibility. You know what I'm saying? Hilarious.
How about you take over this phone bill?
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? But nah, it looked like they had a great time, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? 16, is there any... Because my niece turned 16 this year, and her main concern was she just wanted that permit. She wanted to feel like, she's in the game.
Where she live?
Where she go?
Where does she live?
She lives in Long Island.
So you can get a permit out there?
You can't get a permit in New York City at 16. No, I think you get a 16 is New York.
New York, you get a permit?
You get a permit, and then you could drive with a parent in the car, somebody with a license in the car. It used to be back in the days between a certain amount of, like, between, like, up to, like, 9 p.m. or something like that. You could, and then the thing was, if you were driving, I forget what it was, but if you had a driver's permit, if you were a young driver, you used to, this is years ago, but you used to have a college sticker in the back window to indicate that you were a young driver.
Wow.
But, I know my niece definitely got her, I think it's the permit. I don't know. Maybe it's the license at 16. I don't know what's up.
I don't know.
The license is at 16? No, or permit, definitely.
I don't know. What the computer say, Chris? Okay.
Yeah, we'll
get back.
Yeah, we're going
to
get back.
I'm sticking to the, you know what I'm saying?
There's no but no conversations about that.
Oh, yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Somebody in my house said that, you know, you couldn't get your license in New York until you was 18.
Nah, that's not true, but I'll keep that. If that's been working.
But you know what I'm saying? That shit.
That's going to definitely be debunked very soon by the people.
But you know what I'm saying? Obviously not, because nobody at the school really driving.
I'm saying, watch. See what happened. But have you ever let her push the whip?
Yeah, no, not push the whip. I taught him some shit in a rental car.
Oh, okay, but not the whip. Keep you on the young deductible. Hey,
we need that every day. We don't need no days off. We
can't fuck with the main off.
We don't need no days off.
That is my main transportation. Shit.
Now, so, you know, shit, I don't want that shit to hit my insurance. Sheesh, that New York City insurance.
New York City young youth driving.
Insurance. Wow. My insurance already high. Let alone, man. You know what I'm saying, adding a youthful situation.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
That shit gets insurance companies fucking excited.
That shit's a racket.
There's a motherfucking insurance agent right now masturbating.
You know what I'm saying? Ready.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
So I wasn't in no real rush for that. You know what I mean?
Well, if you could avoid it, you good. What else is going on, man? First of all, let me just say this because I've been meaning to say it and I forget. Please, on April 21st, check out Comedy Knockout. It premieres on True TV.
Man, got a new show.
Got a new show. I'm out there hosting, man. I'm excited about it. They're excited about it. Like they're looking like they're really going hard on the campaign.
That's what's up.
You know what I mean? So they might even have some ads on the subway.
You know what I'm saying?
And I might be on the same subway as my ad.
Yeah, you and Peter Dinklage.
Which could be awkward as shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know.
It is
at least you ain't a little person.
Yeah, oh, shit. It's a cheap shot.
That's not a cheap shot. Look.
At least you ain't a little person.
No, Peter Dinklage.
Sounds like some protest shit.
I wasn't trying to protest.
The views of Ali Muhammad.
The views are not representative of the whole crew.
He really tightened you up with that shit, huh? Peter, because this is the thing. You were a new fan of the show, and like you were really, like you were,
I
you
was
on general par with Vlad as far as enthusiasm about the show.
Right.
There to see this man in the flesh, you know, someone that you greatly admire his work.
We ain't got to talk about this again.
Okay, all right, but it just...
Everybody know. Okay. Somebody lit me up on Twitter about it. You know
what
did
they say?
Talking, posted a picture of him at the Game of Thrones premiere talking about Ali Muhammad post-traumatic stress disorder.
I think I saw that, man.
Oh, man, watch out now. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
it wasn't bad. It wasn't worse than Spike.
Oh, damn. So Spike is still in the
book. Spike is still in the book because it's a, you know what I'm saying? I expect more from a brother.
Come on now, Spike.
Across the street from your 40 acres in the mule office.
Exactly. In proximity.
You know what I'm saying? Where done came all the way from Miami.
Yeah.
First stop was that motherfucker to buy t-shirts and hats. Oh, and
shit.
You know what I'm saying? So that one hurt. Like Peter, I didn't even know his name. Right.
Yeah.
I didn't know his name when I saw him on the train. That's okay. Why I was, you know what I'm saying?
So he's whatever with it.
Yeah, so, you know, it was like, okay. It's not going to take away from me watching the series when it dropped. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, so you good.
I'm good. I'm real good.
That's what's up, yeah, man. Shout out to Spike Lee, man. We got to make this right. You know what I mean? For real. For real, we need to have a conversation.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm of the belief that, you know what I'm saying, we're going to cross paths again. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a different scenario.
Wait a minute.
No, not like that.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm saying it's going to be a different scenario.
It was aggressive.
No.
It was like, when I see you.
No, when I see you,
it's
going to
be a Red Hook summer.
Nah, I believe that it's going to be a different scenario.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? More context to who the fuck I am.
He going
to
be like, you know, oh, shit, Ali Muhammad.
Exactly.
I'm a fan.
Nah, but.
Nah, fuck that, man. Own that. We can own the summer. Come on, man.
Yeah,
you a storyteller.
Yeah, we on that. I'm a motherfucking storyteller. Yeah, so next time we cross paths, he's going to be a fan.
Okay, now let's.
That's what Damien said.
There you go. Nah, that's what we feel. But my thing, I'm going to ask you this.
Because
he's going to be a fan.
Ask me that.
You know what I mean? He'll come at you. Are you going to keep it 100 or are you going to be petty? Or are you going to snub him? Are you going to do a revenge snub? Ali Muhammad, man, I'm a big fan.
Silence. and a hard left step.
That is the
you know how when you hit that hard step out of a motherfucking building,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you feel it yourself and you flap your coat behind you,
let the door slam.
Nah, man, I ain't gonna be like
it
that.
Ain't gonna be petty. It'll be petty, man. Speaking of petty,
we'll laugh it off.
Yeah, I'll laugh it off at some rich Negro function.
You know, with the rich laugh.
I didn't know you were one of us. What's up? Speaking of petty, did you see the shit with Ciara? This was some quick shit. Did you see that shit?
Yeah. I didn't see it. I heard about it.
So they were announcing nominees for some award show, mm-hmm. Best Rapper and Best R&B, I believe. So okay, so the R&B situation, you know, Rihanna has been, it's been in the press that Rihanna over the years historically has cyberbullied Ciara to the point to where
cyberbully, like what? Like,
that's what they wrote.
What, they, she added
like,
her.
She just like,
you know,
dragged her, added her, had a whole squad. This was years ago, but like
had the Navy on her.
Yeah, the Navy on that ass. But not even just the Navy. I think she said some slick shit. I think she said, "Hold on, I got this." And she said some slick ones. I can't remember all of that.
Wow.
But so there was a thing where Ciara and Ludacris, not Rihanna. Mm-hmm. Ciara and Ludacris were announcing nominees for some music program. So Rihanna was in the category for one, so she had Luda read that. Mm-hmm. Then they go to the Best Rapper category.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this has been a good year for the man. I don't know how to say his real name. I was about to think of his Navy, whatever, Future.
Artrumius.
something very convoluted. But anyway, it was a big year for Future. So she's mm-hmm. saying all the people, I forget who the people were, but let's just say Biggie, Jay-Z, here come Future. She says, ah.
And Luda had to chime in.
Luda caught the, she must have thrown him in. Yo, listen, get in. He said, oh, Future. And then she come back with Wiz Khalifa and Salento. So,
you know, she had to throw, I mean, you know.
Let the people
he dragged her like a motherfucker
I
on
guess
social
so.
Media.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Hey, it's only right. It's only fair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess
they,
so.
They say it's all this fair love and war. You know what I'm saying? This is both.
That's true.
So.
Is it war now? I guess it's war.
Shit, when you
go legal?
When you legal and you know what I'm saying, the baby over there with the other cat and he's shining. You know what I'm saying? Looking like his bank account might be a little bigger.
Probably.
It's a little war. Like, you know what I'm saying? He feels some type of way. You don't see him dragging all them other baby mamas he got.
But nobody know them. There's no point of reference. You can't just drag somebody with no notoriety. He might have been Jay. We don't know. We don't know. We just don't recognize the name. They're shitting on Stephanie for 4 mixtapes straight. Sierra and Stephanie been getting shitted on.
Yeah, so, you know, it's out there in the world.
Yeah, man.
And I would, you know, I would venture to say he started this shit on the social media side, so.
Yeah, so there you
shit,
go.
Hey, man.
It is validated.
Huh? It ain't nothing but entertainment for us. We ain't got to live there.
Yeah, ain't that some shit? We just watch this from afar.
So I try to keep my shit together.
Yeah. Yeah, don't bring that
fuck up my life.
Shit. Yeah, don't do that.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of heat on these mixtapes, have you, well, let's talk about this new Hamburger Helper movement.
Bert.
Hamburger Helper, let me say this. Okay, so Hamburger Helper, we all familiar with Hamburger Helper. You know, if you ever been...
Broke.
You know what I'm saying? You know, there's a couple food groups. There's Hamburger Helper, there's ramen, there's peanut butter and jelly, and there's nothing. Right. And,
in that order.
You know what I mean?
Descending.
Exactly. But Hamburger Helper has been a staple for years and years and years. And in short, Hamburger Helper's just dropped a mixtape. But I don't want to go straight to in short because... At least the past year, Hamburger Helper's social media presence has been so on point, so in the culture, especially if we're talking like Black Twitter. Like, they've been right in the thick of it with witty, like, nuance, like on point tweets and social presence for a while. Where I'm like, oh shit, yo, Hamburger Helper's, like, there's been. You've seen some other social Twitter handles or whatever kind of flirt with the culture and have a little run for maybe a month or 2 weeks or whatever. Mm-hmm. Hamburger Helper's consistently been kind of in that fold, you know?
Right.
And I guess most recently they dropped a mixtape called Watch the Stove.
No, was it Watch the Stove? No, it was called Watch the Stove?
I think it's called Watch the Stove. Oh, wow. Pretty sure it's called Watch the Stove.
Damn.
With like a gold glove or the Hamburger Helper. And I think it's about 6 records on there.
Dropped it in line with what? It was in line with something.
I don't know what it was in line it, with. It, it felt, Easter? Was it around Easter time?
It was around Easter time, so it fell
South
in line
by Southwest, man? I don't know.
I think it was like Easter or something like that.
Okay.
They dropped it on April Fool's Day.
Oh, April Fool's Day. Yeah.
But it is Watch the Stove.
Right.
Yeah, it was April Fool's Day.
Which makes perfect sense, because let's not take it serious.
Let's not go too serious, but it was serious.
It was serious.
There was a serious production.
Absolutely. That shit, this ain't no bullshit. This ain't like, they not lightly invested in this.
Right.
They are really like, they got producers. They got records.
Right.
You know, it's a couple records on there. It's some shit that is of now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it sounds like some shit that could be moving right now.
Yeah, I hit the link. I listened to the first joint. That shit, my song was like, who is that?
Yes. Look at that.
I was like, that's Hamburger Helper. What's Hamburger Helper? He don't even know what Hamburger Helper
is. Wow. Fly shit.
No, that's
side effects of fly shit.
The new shit. The next generation. Cause shit, we was on that shit.
Oh man,
that shit crazy. That's Hamburger Helper was, you know, save lives.
Absolutely. It's still out there saving lives.
You
know, it's still saving lives.
They're like, you know what I'm saying? Even if you do got a little something, but you know, there's some people who just can't cook.
It was a college top 5.
College.
Maybe top 3.
College top 3.
It was definitely, because it made you feel like you were cooking.
Right.
You were cooking a little bit.
Right. But it was just an advanced ramen.
It was an advanced ramen, but that shit was clutch. If you don't mind a high sodium intake, that shit would do the job.
And they had the flavors. They had all kinds of
stroganoff.
You know
how'd you say it? Stroganoff. Have you ever had
chili
stroganoff outside of Hamburger Helper?
No.
You know what I mean? That's a real cuisine. I've never had it, but I was like, well, let me give you a stroganoff and a whatever macaroni beef hamburger, whatever the fuck. Them shits.
Saying? Yeah, them shits, you know what I'm saying?
When was the last time you had Hamburger Helper?
College.
Wow.
College.
Damn, son, I might have had it in 2015. I'm be honest with you. You know, I eat bullshit, and I hate to say that. I need to stop. Help me if y'all got any cool recipes, you know what I mean, for like healthy living that are good, that taste good, that don't
and are easy to make.
Yeah, exactly. But that taste that you would bring to a battle, to a food battle, like, yo, fuck that. I'll go head up against steak and potatoes with whatever quinoa mixed with falafel and whatever.
Quinoa ain't fennel. Easy to make.
Nah, well, then it's not even easy to say. It's definitely not easy to read. But, yeah, I've even had this thing where I do like a old bullshit food retrospective where I'll be like, you know, I'll go through it like an Associated, because that's where you see good bullshit food, Associated, CU Town, Key Food, you know, Bravo. You know what I mean? Cats is
that. And for my down south folks, you know what I'm saying? Like a, you know what I'm saying?
Kroger's?
Oh, not Kroger's, like a Winn-Dixie.
Okay.
Not a Publix.
Not a Publix. You know Publix doing nice.
Publix doing nice. That's the opposite end of the spectrum. Whatever's the opposite end of Publix in Florida.
We need to do that. We need to rank the hierarchy like of Piggly
Wiggly. Piggly Wiggly.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's okay. Like Georgia got Piggly Wiggly.
Yeah, I know. I see Piggly
Florida
Wiggly.
Florida got Winn-Dixie.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shit like that. Back in the day was a Pantry Pride. But that's my old
That's
shit.
An OG.
That's an OG Miami.
What was the one that John Gotti used to have something to do with? It's still around, too. Oh, man. Fuck. I can't remember. But anyway, there's another one. But, anyway, sometimes I'll go through the aisles, I see a little ramen there, I see a little Kraft macaroni and cheese, ooh. I see, you know, exactly, see, I'm taking you back. These are things that you survived, dog. And sometimes I'll say, let me see what that shit tastes, let me see if it holds up. It's like watching an old movie. Mm-hmm. And some things hold up better than others. And Kraft macaroni and cheese, it ain't what it used to be.
It wasn't never shit.
It was maybe it wasn't
it
never
was
shit,
never shit,
but it tasted like something back in the day.
Yeah, that was because you was hungry.
Maybe
that shit wasn't
anything
shit.
From your broke days that you any broke cuisine that you still flirt with now.
I flirt with a ramen.
I fuck with a good. What's your favorite flavor? Let's talk about.
I mean,
it.
I'm good with a chicken ramen, but then I know how to throw some spinach in that motherfucker.
Oh, you doing the most?
Yeah, shit. I'm always doing the most with that.
Do you
shit.
Crack an egg in your ramen? Do you do that? Have you done? That?
I will motherfucking fry an egg and chop that bitch in there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Cracked
on
an egg.
Noodle, on a noodle
egg.
Situation.
Really?
Because see, growing up, my mama was like a. She was like a health food, you know, you grew up Muslim, the first thing you get is to, you know, eat to live.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? So they was on the health
food. That's Elijah Muhammad, right?
Yeah, they was on the health food kick real strong. You see, my mama, she used to be down there growing bean sprouts under the counter and shit like that.
Okay.
So.
Under the counter in the actual
like,
house?
Yeah, like bean sprouts you could grow in the dark, like, you know what I'm saying?
Because so it's only the sprout. Once it's sprout, you eat that.
Yeah, you eat
don't
the
even
sprout.
Wait for it to bean out.
Yeah, you get the sprouts. So you take
that's for the impatient farmer.
So you know what I'm saying?
I'm like, yo, what could I eat tonight?
See, my mama, she was like one of them creative broke, you know what I'm saying? She was creative broke, you know what I'm saying, at the time. So it was like, you know, she'll come in and fix up some shit with nothing.
Oh, but, yeah, my moms could do that too.
But so she'll take, you know what I'm saying, she'll do the real fried rice like at the, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Chinese
like, but
restaurant.
The real shit, so you get the rice, fry that shit. Fry egg, scramble the egg, put it up in there, get the bean sprouts, you know what I'm saying? That shit'll be a whole meal within some rice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which say
with plus ramen?
No, within the rice.
Oh.
But that's where I get doing the ramen like that.
Okay.
Cause when we got to college, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even know about ramen till college.
Right.
When I got to college, my roommate had the ramen. He was like a weightlifter dude.
Oh, you had never. I had never
heard of ramen.
Oh, you grew up healthy.
I grew up in Miami. I don't know if it was there. It probably was, but we didn't eat.
It was ramen everywhere.
Yeah, we didn't have ramen until college.
Okay.
My roommate.
And he was a weightlifter fucking with ramen?
This nigga, you know what I'm saying? After a certain time, the cafeteria closed, like after dinner.
Oh, he wanted him. I got to eat every 3 hours.
Yeah, one of them type dudes. So yeah.
Back then.
So
progressive.
We didn't even have no microwave growing up. So this is the first time I had a microwave in access.
Right.
So he had a microwave in the room with the ramen and kept a big ass bag of potatoes. So the potatoes is for the, you know what I'm saying? That was for the energy for the weightlifting shit.
He would eat them raw.
He'll microwave the shit out of them.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't have a microwave.
No, I said, and to college. So I'm a roommate with this dude.
Oh, okay.
So then he would make the ramen, and I'd be sitting there.
Diesel?
Yeah, he diesel dude.
Steroids, to be honest.
Nah, I don't think he was on steroids. I think he was too broke for steroids. Okay. I'm telling you, he was on them potatoes.
He was on the potato, that starch.
That starch.
Big ass sack of russets.
Exactly. So he'll make this ramen, and you know, late at night, because he, you know, like you say, he's trying to keep a schedule of eating. And that shit used to smell so goddamn good when you fucking hungry you in college and broke.
Yes.
Like, hey, man, let me tell you, let me get one of them ramens.
Uh-huh.
And that's like, ooh, this shit. He was like, yeah, man, go down to the store, man. You get a whole pack of these shits for $2.
it's like somebody being introduced to crack.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, you like that?
Like, shit, oh,
it's cheap, too.
Oh, shit.
It'll fuck your life up, but it's cheap.
It came back with a big ass bite. You know what I'm saying?
You feel bald. First of all, I always feel like I'm fucking flipping a brick when I'm cooking ramen. That's the closest.
Look at the wrist.
You know what I mean? Shit. All right, so let me ask you this. Soupy or?
I'm dry.
You want all the sodium. Now, do you do the full pack?
Nah. I do partial pack, but dry.
You trying to live.
I do partial pack, but dry.
Chris, were you full pack? What's your ramen? Do you ramen at all?
Yeah, I mean, I'll do like a cup of noodle type of thing, you know?
A cup of noodle is
different.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah,
that's a different experience.
That's a different breed.
Yeah, that's like, what is that, freeze-dried carrots?
Already flavored.
That shit, nah.
So you don't have no choice.
You never did a Nissen?
No.
Or a Mancheron, if you really.
What college you went to?
William Patterson University. I commuted to college anyway, expensive. So I had. No, it wasn't.
Was it broke people at that school?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of people commuted. It was like a commuter college. So.
Oh, okay. So they lived at home.
Yeah.
Oh, what's your favorite bullshit food of your youth or broke food?
Like Hungry Man TV dinners.
Ooh. What you dealing with? What's your flavor?
I mean, you can go all over the map. I mean, I'll have a nice turkey set
turkey?
Up,
going with turkey dinner? First?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Now, over Salisbury steak?
Yeah, I like the turkey better. I would go with like the chicken, you know, that have like buffalo chicken strips. But I mean, it's garbage for you, but it's really good.
Who remembers Kid Cuisine?
Absolutely.
Kid Cuisine with the fudge brownie. I grew up on bullshit, son. Don't you funky.
My bullshit item of youth was Steak'em, which was supposed to be the high class of the bullshit.
Man. It was, right?
This nigga come home and make a Steak'em sandwich out of school.
Steak'em was big. Have you tried Steak'em in recent years?
No, I haven't seen Steak'em.
They got it. Like, I remember I used to find it like a good path mark. That shit is not good for you at all. And I eat bullshit. That shit is, when you put that on your pan, the fat jump all out of it. Like the net. You know how when you leave some shit and the fat get white? The white fat just come out net. Oh, it's disgusting. It's not worth it.
Nah, man, yeah. I haven't seen it in years. I haven't it's even around. Seen it. But that was a good after-school snack for,
yeah, Steak'em was
on
a meme.
The bullshit. That would make a little Steak'em sandwich.
What else was out there? Steak'em was a good one. My mom's years ago, she used to make soupy grits, which soupy was grits. A mix of like grits and ramen.
What?
This was like Negro the fusion. Fuck? Listen, man, you gotta get creative when shit is getting, when it's scarce.
Boy, she went all the way in. She like,
did a whole thing.
She probably only had a half a box of grits, and then she had some ramen. And it was
the shit was jamming though.
How many of y'all was it?
It was just me and her at that point.
Okay, so she only had a little bit of
shit
grit.
Was tight. It was tight. It was one of them things. But a soupy grit, I do remember that because I remember
that's what she called it.
She called it soupy grits because my mom's was good at
she
branding.
Created. She created
because that's what kids like. Kids would be like, "What's up with the soupy grit?" Because you don't want to come defeated.
Right.
You don't want to say, "Listen, we only got a little bit of grits
and a little bit of rum."
Yeah, so I'm gonna do a little bit of a little bit. She said, "Yo, you want some soupy grits?" I was like, "Yay!" It should sound like it had a TM next to it. I need to go ahead and trademark soupy grits and get me some money off.
Yeah,
of
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
the mama's boy, they know how to pull that shit together.
Yeah.
My mama, she came home one time with a box. I don't know where she came up on a box of it was a case of corned beef hash.
Okay.
Man, I can't stand corned beef hash to this motherfucking day.
Because you had too much of it?
Because she had that box, and she made that shit. She made that shit so many goddamn ways.
Yeah.
And then you just, and corned beef hash ain't supposed to come out of a can.
You said it's not?
Nah. Corned beef hash supposed, you know what I'm saying, supposed to be like
made.
You know, supposed to be made. Like it's some shit people make with the potatoes.
I think that's a regional thing.
And a motherfucking brisket, you know what I'm saying?
I think that's a regional thing.
Listen, I didn't know nothing about it. Only thing I knew about was the can.
Right, okay.
Which when you open, smell like dog food.
It's terrible.
You know what I'm saying?
It like, smells horrible.
What the fuck is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you eating this shit, corned beef hash and rice, corned beef hash and grits, corned beef hash, you know what I'm saying? Corned beef hash and every fucking thing.
Wow.
And man, yo, I was tortured. I was terrorized when we got to college.
So she had a box of a bunch of cans?
It was a case. So it probably was, it might have only been maybe 24 cans.
But it was too many.
But it
cans.
Was too many for all in a row, consecutive days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To where I could remember it today. So when we got to college, they had, you know, they had, you know, all the little selections you could have for breakfast. Mm-hmm. And corned beef hash was one of them. I was like, man, don't you ever.
And it was they using the can or they were using the real deal?
Yeah, no, they was using the big ass can. Okay. They wasn't a little can. It was probably a big ass industrial can full of that shit. It just looked like it, and I didn't want no parts of it. And it wasn't until I was grown, uh-huh, getting money, uh-huh, and was at a nice little Jewish restaurant,
uh-huh,
and ordered that, and somebody ordered it,
uh-huh,
and then I told him my story. He was like, nah, taste this shit.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, ooh.
You was into it again. Like, you shit, fucked, you respected
shit,
it.
This shit is great. This ain't what I was eating.
Yeah, this is the real deal.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And it's just like, you know what I'm saying? You growing up on lean times and shit, you eating motherfucking frozen vegetables and
right,
canned vegetables and shit. Like, you know, you get the frozen spinach and they cook that shit up. That shit don't taste like how spinach tastes when it's fresh and, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Off the bushel.
Different, whole different.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I hated spinach.
Speaking of spinach, though, I'll tell you one thing about spinach. Spinach is like, it reminds you of money. Because you can take a huge fucking thing of spinach and put that shit in the pan, and when it reduced, that shit is nothing.
That shit is nothing.
That's like after taxes.
Exactly.
Like, shit. This is I thought a fucking two handfuls
yeah,
of spinach.
Once I tasted real spinach, really, the bane of my existence as a youth was canned fucking string beans.
Ah, see, I love a good canned string bean.
That shit was the worst shit. I couldn't even swallow that shit. I would take the ass
really?
Whooping. I would take the ass whooping.
Damn.
Over that.
Let me tell you something.
You're like, you don't eat that food, I'm going to whoop you.
Why? What was it? You didn't like the taste?
The taste. I couldn't even swallow the shit.
You know, so funny. We should talk about that because we, you know, lady, we had a... We had a Postmates and Shell. You know what I mean?
A what now?
A Postmates and Shell.
Oh, so y'all ordered
Postmates. Yeah, I'm about to brand that.
You gotta let people know what
right
the Postmates is. A delivery service.
It's a delivery service. A splurgy splurge.
It's New York delivery.
It's New it? York. It's very, I guess it's New York right now. It might be.
It might be in other cities, but. Yeah.
But what it is, okay, so for instance, say you want to have food from one of your favorite restaurants, but you live in Brooklyn or you live uptown, you live in Harlem or something like that, and the restaurant's on 14th Street. There is an app now to where you can order from that place and then you pay a delivery fee that is often exorbitant. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It's a little pricey. It could go there. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But if you want to chill and you feel like, yo, fuck that, I want to have that, I got a taste for it.
Right.
And I'll pay the expense of someone couriering it for mm-hmm. me. I'll do it. So me and my lady was gonna kick it. We was gonna go hang out or whatever. And you know, we was just like, fuck it, let's just kick it in the crib, watch a movie. But I still felt like we were planning on having a meal. So I said, yo, what's up with a Postmates? I had never done a Postmates before mm-hmm. because I'll be honest with you, that shit gets a little ridiculous.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah. And I was like, well, you know, it's the two of us. See what, you know what I mean? Let's make it a moment or whatever. And we're going to do a couple different things, but we decided on KFC, right? So which one is super crazy?
We decided on wait, the fuck. Get the fuck out. You ordered the Postmates for some KFC.
Yo, because that's
ain't no KFC around the way?
Nah, not where we at. Okay, it ain't that many KFCs anymore because Popeye's right. put it to
yeah,
sleep.
Yeah, Popeye's put the game down
yeah.
in New York.
Let me tell you something. Those KFC Nashville hot chicken tenders
Son,
or whatever.
You going where I'm going.
Oh, dude, they're the
you're,
best.
You're going where I'm going. So, because I wanted, I never had the Nashville hot chicken. I always heard about Gus's and I think Whitey's or something like, I heard the Nashville hot chicken is amazing. But then I'd seen, I think Chrissy Teigen or somebody had tweeted about the fact that The KFC Nashville Hot Chicken is actually pretty good. It's kind of close to what you could expect if you go to Nashville. Mm-hmm. So I always wanted to see what that was about. So I said, fuck it, let's do that. Let's try that. So we got that, some mashed potatoes, because it's KFC. You got to do the mashed potatoes. That's like the ultimate side. You know what I mean? The biscuits and some green beans. But the green beans are like, I guess, canned green beans. And I'll be honest with you, I'm a fan of canned green beans. I like a good glory. I don't know if you go to Pathmark, there's a brand called Glory.
Yeah,
potato with the can. I don't do a lot of canned string beans, but there was a time when I would can string bean it out. And I say all that shit to say the green beans were banging. There is a certain taste to a canned string bean.
And a texture.
It's a texture. It's very, like, it's kind of waterlogged.
It's sitting there.
It's not crisp.
It feels like a lizard looks.
No. You know what I'm saying? A lizard would be crispier.
A lizard
would have a harder skin.
Like a slimy ass lizard.
Like a tadpole.
Yeah, like a tadpole.
Okay.
Yeah, when I tasted a string bean like that you pop fresh and throw in a pan and lightly cook and shit, I was like, damn.
Did you grow up on that type of shit? Like, were your people popping peas and doing it in the thing?
My grandma was doing that sometimes. But I'm telling you, we was raised on the fucking canned string beans.
Right, okay.
And they only did that pop shit on special occasions. And I was so traumatized by the canned ones, I wasn't even fucking with them either. I wasn't even going to try it.
But you know the string beans at motherfucking Grand Sejuan.
That's your. Oh, yeah. Them shit's hot. Them shit's spicy as fuck.
Them shit's banging.
They over there popping them joints.
Yeah, that's a real deal string bean.
Last time we was over there, the girl that was popping them was like, oh, D, where you been?
Yeah, I like that. they showed me love.
They treated D in his favorite Chinese spot, absolutely, like he was family, like he was a long lost cousin.
They fuck with me over there. That shout out, fuck with them.
She was popping the piss. We walked into the joint. Uh-huh. They set us. It's a girl. She had the young girl,
right?
You know what I'm saying? 20, maybe 21, popping peas, popping them shit. She looked up and saw you. She was like, oh, yeah, welcome back. D was like, yeah, she been here since she was a little baby.
I've known this since way back when. I've been going for a while. One of my favorite spots. Shout out to Raul. That's young Raul, you know what I mean?
Raul Rivera. Put you on that?
He put me, was it? Yeah, he's the one that put me on to it.
Raul was a New Yorker.
Absolutely.
He's through absolutely. And through.
Yeah. But what we talk about? So we got into that because we talk about vegetables and bullshit food, and you don't like that. I eat vegetables. Do you like hamburger helper?
I like spinach.
Uh-huh.
I like fresh string beans. Okay. Or fresh beans.
Right.
You know, green beans. I like. I fake like kale.
Fake like why? Because you're a hype beast.
Not a hype beast because I was on it before it got all the way beasted out.
Okay.
Because I was mad. Kale used to be.
Cheaper.
49 cents a motherfucking pound, right?
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Damn. And then over the time went over, that shit went to
88?
That shit went to 69. Then that shit went to 80.
Where was it 49 cents? What year?
This was probably like 2006-7.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
In the recession era.
No, the recession was 2008, nigga. I know.
2007, brother. I was there.
I was motherfucking there. Man.
Okay,
I was there, motherfucker, too.
Shit.
Talk about it.
Shit.
But. When you enter deep in the recession, right, motherfuckers discovered kale.
Right.
The and price started rising. I was like, dude, I went in that shit. That shit was a dollar and some change a pound. I'm like, oh, Lord, what the fuck is going on?
I also saw that they trying to rebrand collard greens as the new kale. Did you see this shit?
I see it more often now.
I'm scared for my grandmother. Because certain shit, when it does get expensive, I hear about, like, certain shit that she buy, you know what I mean? Like, if it get a little too expensive, it's like, the collard green market then went up.
Nah, yeah.
Got gentrified.
But see, the problem, this shit I discovered, dog. If you live in the hood and you got a car,
yeah,
go to a grocery store out of the hood.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I live in Bed-Stuy.
Okay.
And, you know what I'm saying? We go into Food Town and shit.
Yeah.
Motherfucking chicken wings is like motherfucking shit, $8 a pound or some crazy shit.
You know you love them out there.
Packet chicken wings are like $24. Like,
the hood,
what the fuck is this?
Boy, you gotta go where the chicken wing love ain't as high. Go Whole around
food,
the white folks.
Whole food organic chicken wings ain't that high.
Exactly, because it's not that much of an affinity for chicken wings as it is in Bed-Stuy.
And people always be like, you know, whole food, whole check. I have discovered in Brooklyn,
really,
New York City, that the hood grocery store is more expensive than the Whole Food on a lot of shit. Not everything. Now you're gonna get hit up upside the head for some fresh green juice or some, you know what I'm saying? For sure. For sure.
I feel like they don't even really compete on the same, like it's cause it becomes like when you go to like the around the way shit, there's certain things that you could only get at the around the way market that probably won't be at
like what?
Whole Foods. Like Glory string beans. Like, you ain't getting that at fucking Whole Foods.
But you go get string beans at Whole Foods.
You can get real string beans.
And that should be from the farm 20 miles up the road.
But it's not.
And it's cheaper.
But it's not familiar.
It don't fucking matter.
It's the water, though, string beans.
Because
here's the thing. Like, you got to understand, there's a disconnect sometimes. Dude, there's a disconnect on some of the shit that goes on in the Whole Foods that don't go on in the Pathmark.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Speak on it.
This thing's like, it took me a long time to get right with paying $6 for milk. Organic milk that cost $6. I was never
organic
$6.
Milk cost $6 at fucking.
Now it does.
It did 2 years, three, four.
No, but
five.
I'm talking about this is yeah. But oh, what right, I'm right, saying right. is
you ain't had organic milk in the hood before.
But if you go in like Associated, right, and you go through their produce section, that shit look terrible.
Terrible.
When you go to Whole Foods,
that shit look beautiful.
That shit is amazing. Shit is different.
Shit looks beautiful.
That shit looks luxurious.
And
but that's what I'm saying. Like, so certain shit like that, there's way like there's obviously this canned section, but there's like just
yeah,
the
you ain't
fresh
got no,
food
you ain't got no canned
and
section.
The produce and all of that and the meat is just way more like they invested
and,
in
but
it.
That's what I'm saying. And when you go there and it's fresher and it look better and it's like and then the price is goddamn comparable.
Like, give me an example. Like, what do you find that that's way, besides the chicken wing thing, because I think the chicken wing thing might be.
Like, even oranges and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's they Whole Food will beat you upside the head on motherfucking food that got to come from far away. So, like, avocados, they're going to beat you upside the head.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to beat you upside the head at Food Town, too, but they don't sell as many, so it's a little cheaper.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But like shit that's farm grown, that's right upstate and come right here.
Yeah.
That shit is the
they
price,
got a plug.
Yeah, they got a plug and the price be like, oh shit.
And Whole Foods is way, well, I don't know if it's Food Town, I know it's franchise, but I wonder if they fuck with each other. Like Whole Foods is all, you know, they probably all at the same table.
Right.
Food Town seemed like that might be Ed's Food Town. That's Raphael's Food Town.
No. I think it's all linked. You know what I'm saying? But it's what I've read, you know what I'm saying, at the grocery stores that are in the hood, they supposedly have more losses from theft. So they increase prices based on what they feel like they're going to lose. I don't feel like I need
up.
To pay a goddamn loss
yeah,
tax.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like restaurants that put the tip in.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what they doing. They putting the tip in.
I don't like that shit.
I don't like that
don't
shit.
Don't profile me. Don't assume.
Exactly, man. Yeah. I got it, man. You
Let's
know what
be
saying?
Fair.
In the recession, you got motherfucking $80 to spend. You want this shit to stretch.
Well, I'll tell you this. What I also knew about grocery stores in the hood is they get like returns. So like if you go out, and it may not be like something like a Whole Foods, but say like a ShopRite that's upstate or on in the suburbs somewhere, when their canned goods or some of their certain things start to get to where it's like, nah, we don't want to carry this, they don't discard them. They ship them to the hood.
Yeah, they say shit about Coca-Cola. You know what I'm saying?
That's fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they do that at Food Town. I can't put that on Food Town.
You're going to be cool with Food
Town. I'm going to be cool on it, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I done been to Food Town, got some bullshit, and this shit was $100, man.
What's your favorite grocery store of all time?
Of all Publix.
Publix, why? Publix is official.
Publix is official.
Nice little wing. Why?
Because, I mean, to me, when Publix came to my aunt, like when Publix was like a Florida grocery store.
Yeah.
And shit just always was prettier.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Her fruit was always looking better. You know what I'm saying?
I like a beautiful grocery store.
They make a mean ass sub sandwich.
I've heard that.
And they was the first grocery store that I knew of that steamed the crab legs and all that shit.
Pathmark used to do that.
You know what I'm saying? But I was in Florida.
Yeah, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? In Florida, they was the only one steaming crab legs. Right. Now, you could go there and have a gourmet-ass situation.
Shout out to Jameis Winston.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jameis. Man, why they gave Jameis a hard time? They knew Jameis had the plug.
He's a star quarterback. You don't pay for crab legs when you're winning.
If you own the Florida State football team, you don't pay for shit.
No.
Come on. You know what I'm saying?
You know what it is.
You already know.
That was a setup.
Somebody, the plug snitched.
Yeah, but God.
Or somebody snitched.
Somebody
on the plug.
Probably lost their gig, and then they was like, well, who did it? What happened?
You know Tommy be letting Jameis walk out with the crabs.
Somebody like that. Exactly. And hopefully, son got fucked up over that. Snitch.
It's a little snitch, man. He fucked up the crab night.
That shit used to be popping. So Publix, that's
Publix.
What you go
Publix
with.
Because, you know what I'm saying, I grew up with it. That was popping in my mind growing up.
Right.
Publix was the joint.
Publix, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I think I'm going to go with... I think I'm going to go with a Food Emporium. Reason being, Food Emporium was probably the first upscale grocery store that I had been. I used to work at Food Emporium.
Food Emporium is where?
Well, it used to be one on 50th.
Well, it's not a huge grocery store.
I don't think it's that huge. No, it's not that huge. This is when I was living in Austin. I worked at the Food Emporium in Briarcliff.
Oh, okay.
And first of all, it was a number of reasons. I got I used to work there, so they gave me a check. Mm-hmm. Did I work at any other grocery stores? Nah, but I definitely worked at Food Emporium. I was a bagger.
Okay.
But I would
you got tips.
It in. Oh, I was getting it in. I was getting a lot more. I was living life. I was living life.
Getting numbers too.
I was getting everything, man. Everything that was to get, I was getting it all. The whole shit.
Hey, Ma. Hey,
yo,
Ma.
Let me tell you, though. Food Emporium up there, Sue Simmons from NBC News used to come through there.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to shit on motherfuckers. And then...
Did she shit on you?
Nah, she ain't shit on me.
What are you talking about
again?
I seen her shit on
some people. And she ain't shit on me, but I seen her shit on more than one person. Like, she was, wasn't the most pleasant motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Sorry, Sue Simmons.
Mad-ass Sue Simmons.
Yeah, mad-ass Sue Simmons. But my man, Robert Klein, who's an iconic comedian, used to also come through there. And I didn't really know he was iconic. Like, I was the bag. I would talk to everybody and shit. And I knew him. I used to watch a show called Sisters. That shit is terrible. I'm out here doing crazy. Anyway, I watched Sisters and shit, and he was on that. And so that's how I recognized. I said, you dude from Sisters. He was like, yeah. And found out he was a comedian and shit, because it's back when Howard Stern was popping. And Howard Stern, I read the private part. I watched Private Parts. I read his book, and he shouted out Robert Klein. And I was like, oh, shit, you Robert Klein. Like, you know, but he was cool. But anyway, back to Food Emporium. The shit was beautiful. Like, you walk in, and first of all, it was one of the things where you walk in. You know, when you walk in the produce section, it feel cool.
Right.
Shit cool, yeah.
They might turn on the sprinklers.
A little sprinklers, living
a
life.
A little mist.
Absolutely. It looked like they had shined every apple in that bitch. All the apples look good. It's everything fucking high-end yogurts. You know what I'm saying? It's motherfucking, the shit looks great. There's music in the back. There's actually a host. The guy that's actually, hey, aisle 7, you could go in and da 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 da.
That's old school, right there.
Exactly. Like, he's programming that bitch. And it was just a, it was a, it was, what else was it? Oh, and the Food Emporium also had a song. I forgot. Food Emporium, Food Emporium. I don't know the whole song.
You was all bought in. You was all in.
I was drinking the Kool-Aid, Pop. But Food Emporium, but it had a good-ass deli situation. I used to, like, the deli game. This is when Boar's Head was, like, on fire. And they had the Boar's Head at the deli. They sliced it super thin. Man, it was official. That's what, you know.
But.
That's what my favorite grocery store was. And, shout out to Food Emporium.
But not NAM grocery store. Got better fried chicken than Pathmark.
Ooh. Yeah.
Pathmark.
Yeah, they got official. Publix comes close. Publix had a good wing, a hot wing.
Pathmark and
it's
Brooklyn.
It's official. No, Pathmark all over.
Oh, really? Listen, I only knew the Pathmark in Brooklyn.
Nah.
They had the official chicken wing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Somebody be like, you know, hey, bring some wings. You go get that shit from Palmar, and that shit is always a winner.
Yeah, and it tastes like home fried.
It tastes
chicken.
Home, like, you know what I'm saying? It tastes home fried.
Yeah, man.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's Mark Norman here from Tuesdays with Stories. Check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
What else is going on, man? We really went on a mean tangent, but it was good.
That was a conversation, man. Absolutely. We're talking about a tangent.
Sorry.
This is a conversation.
Sorry, look at
baby.
Me. Fucking up, man. Semantics.
You know what I mean?
What you want to talk about on the way out?
I heard Ice Cube had a little beef at the Rock and Roll.
Well, first of all, shout out to NWA for being inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So we got AI in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Shaq Diesel.
Uh-huh.
NWA in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Shit is looking wild hip hop.
You know what I'm saying?
So that is
all hip hop.
That's hip hop. That is the hip hop. You know, there was this whole, I don't know if you heard about this, this quick little controversy. Nori was, I think, on the Rap Radar podcast, and he talked about he was at a Def Jam event, and Katz was trying to take photos with Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly overheard Michael Jordan say, fuck hip hop.
Right.
And Katz got crazy because they was like, damn, Michael Jordan don't like hip hop.
But Michael Jordan from the era right before hip hop.
He's not a hip hop dude.
He from the disco era.
He's from the disco R&B.
R&B funk.
Yeah, but
Confunction.
His impact is hip hop.
Right.
The hip hop generation is inspired by him.
But we can't put that on him.
You can't put that on. It's like Eddie Murphy. Same thing. Like Eddie Murphy's not a hip hop.
Yeah, he
comedian.
Ray James era.
Exactly. Like Chris Rock is the hip hop comedian, bring the pain and shit. AI is the hip hop basketball player. You know,
Shaq was food.
Absolutely, food. He was Shaq a rapper. Food. He, you know.
I mean, so to speak.
He rapped with some of the greatest. He was there.
He was one of the richest. That's why.
He loved it though.
He loved it.
He tried. You know. But anyway. We were saying all that to say that NWA got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Gene Simmons of Kiss, you know Gene Simmons with the tongue and all of that, he has this thing that he don't really understand why rappers are being in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
So he kind of went back and forth with NWA because I think it was Ren that said something about, you know, and tell Gene Simmons, because I guess Gene Simmons has made this.
Gene Simmons have always been against, you know, NWA, so.
NWA or but, rapping?
No, just hip-hop. He made a quote one time that hip-hop was going to fade out.
Was going to fade out, right, yeah. Like many people have said.
Yeah, no doubt.
Anyway, so it leads to a back and forth. Gene Simmons was like, well, until I see Jimi Hendrix in the Rap Hall of Fame, I stand by my point.
Right. You know, Gene Simmons is just butthurt because, one, he was top of the motherfucking rock and roll situation.
Right.
And then here come this hip-hop and totally stole the thunder from rock and roll on media attention as well as the rebellious. Because rock and roll whole thing was based on the rebellious, you know what I'm saying?
Youth culture.
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Right.
Hip-hop came and totally took that whole light over.
Right.
And then dramatically declined the sales of rock and roll as the sales of hip hop went up.
Made rock and roll look old.
Right. So he immediately became an old man by the time the hip hop came through.
Right.
So, you know, shit, you'll feel some kind of way about that shit.
So let me ask you this though. Obviously, hip hop is impactful. It's probably the most, arguably the most impactful music to date.
Mm-hmm.
It could be argued. Two things. Do you think hip hop needs to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Or is it high time at this point, 30 years in, probably even more, almost 40 years, that hip hop has its own Hall of Fame? You know what I mean? Like,
right. Not
you know
free.
What I mean? Like, because it goes, you know. It is, there are, I guess, there are two genres of music. These are two genres of music.
Two different genres.
And obviously, not to be fair, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think country gets in there and, you know, various other genres. You know, so I don't know how niche we get.
At the end of the day, the Hall of Fame shit is a business.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So they like, well, shit, you know, if the rock going to be falling down a little bit, we're not going to get as many rockers, you know what I'm saying? Let's try to spread it out a little bit to bring in...
To keep Hall of Fame hot.
Yeah, to incorporate different genres who embody the rock and roll spirit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's the only explanation.
Yeah, because it's the spirit now, because it's not the genre.
It's not the genre. And it's like, you know, Steve Miller, who had a little rant. Who got
Who's
in?
That?
He was from Steve Miller Band. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He got inducted this year. And he went on a rant talking about the Hall of Fame itself, saying basically that, you know, they too tight and caught up in themselves. And,
right.
And this is all a monkey show where, you know, we just come here to tap dance and you guys sell postcards and fucking,
right.
you know, t-shirts and shit. Mm-hmm. So he was saying that he would like to see the Hall of Fame be modernized a little bit and expand, you know what I'm saying, the genres that they cover and all that shit. But at the end of the day, it's a business. They put on this motherfucking show every year, you know what I'm saying? And it's not real in real life. What is the Hall of Fame in real life?
Hall of Fame. Hall of Famous.
What that
people.
Mean? They put people your picture on the wall?
It's the same shit that they do everywhere else. Picture
exactly.
on the wall.
Exactly. It's a picture on the fucking wall.
Yeah.
So, you know, by
but it's curated in the vein of whatever we respect, like, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, movie Hall of Fame, the
right.
high school basketball Hall of Fame, like it's
right.
it's curated in a certain direction. It's,
right.
it's specific, it's targeted.
No doubt. And, and you know, and it's a business and they conduct it as such.
Right.
Now, with it, does hip hop need a Hall of Fame? They probably can have a Hall of Fame, but you know what I'm saying? It's just going to take somebody that invest in that and really do it.
I feel like they've tried.
It's been tried a couple of times.
Yeah. That Hall of Fame shit is like planning a trip. You know how people are like, yo, we should all go to DR. So we're going to do this. We're going to start. And everybody like, yeah, we're going to do it. Then it comes time to get your money and put your money in the first payment.
Right.
And that shit fall apart.
Because, see.
It's too much shit
The
to
thing
do.
About it, hip-hop has become such a business and artists have become such business people that they like, you say you try to start your Hall of Fame today.
Right.
Like,
they want equity.
Shit, I want motherfucking. I'm an
inductee. Who's your first three inductees?
I'm going to induct motherfucking Run DMC.
Uh-huh.
Motherfucking LL and motherfucking Public Enemy.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to get them all to come and accept their awards and do a little performance and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then P.E. and all them motherfuckers be like, well, shit, where motherfucking money at?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's the Hall of Fame.
Do
you know
it for the love.
Just come through. You know, it's for the culture. Blase is giving the third. Motherfuckers ain't trying to hear that shit.
Fuck that culture.
Fuck that culture. Fuck you. Fuck your Hall of Fame. Shit. Fuck. What is that?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame paying me 80 grand.
Exactly. What you coming to the table with? So it's harder to get off the ground because, you know, the drama has grew up really fast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to do this shit in 89.
When motherfuckers ain't wanting money.
You know what I'm saying? When it was, you know what I'm saying? It was a good look. You know what I'm saying? Hip Hop Hall of Fame. You put motherfucking Grandmaster Flash and Kool Herc in that bitch. Then by now, it would be established.
It'd have been a community.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now people would want to do it because it's established. But now it's like, shit, motherfucker come off of SoundCloud getting 100 grand a show. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Look at like The Weeknd and shit. These motherfuckers popped off a fucking SoundCloud or some shit.
No.
Where did Weeknd come from?
Weeknd was before the SoundCloud era. He was mixtapes.
He was a mixtape.
Mixtape cat. But then what really popped was that 50 Shades of Grey what's that, The Hills? He did that record for the 50 Shades of Grey movie, which
he was popping before.
He was
that
popping
though.
Amongst the people.
I mean, he was
but I mean what made him like
when Drake co-signed him.
That was years ago, because she used to do shit for Drake.
He was popping from that point.
But he wasn't popping like he's popping now. Like, The Weeknd is a different type of artist at this point.
I'm talking about, so when was 50 Shades? Shit, 50 Shades, this motherfucker was selling out shows before that 50 Shades came out.
Yeah, but they were smaller shows. Like, this motherfucker's, like, going to Barclays.
When was he in Barclays before 50 Shades?
I don't know. We'd have to go online and see.
Because the first time that motherfucker was in Barclays, he had sold that bitch out.
I think that was after the 50 Shades. It could have been made around the same time. I don't know. He has a fan base.
Either way, it's
I'm not going to say he don't have a fan base.
Motherfucking Panda came off of SoundCloud. God damn it.
Oh, well, that's different. Okay, so go ahead. Panda's off of SoundCloud. All right,
we take Panda as an example. Panda off of SoundCloud. He went straight to goddamn good designer. Music. Designer.
Yeah. That's
you know what I'm saying? Panda.
So go ahead.
What the fuck is that song about?
It's Broads in Atlanta.
Panda.
Panda. I don't even be wondering half the time, man.
Yeah, but at the same time, all I'm saying is it's like cats that's blowing up real fast, so it's harder to get a hold on.
Because it's about get your money now, especially
it's been since, about get your money.
Well, it's even more about get your money because record sales aren't what they used to. Like before, it used to be get signed and you be rich or you be in the game financially.
Right.
Now, you could be popping. Mm-hmm. And you better get you an agent and start getting bookings right. So you could go get this money get this because money. You first of all you're giving away this shit for free more often than not at least for a while.
Shit.
And if they are, they want you wrapped all the way up so they get everything you got.
Right,
you know, so.
Panda. I mean, I like designer man. As far as
I want to hear what else he got. Right now it sounds like Future, and it's like I like Future.
Actually, when I really listen to that song, you know what I'm saying, and listen to his verse, he's a little different than Future.
What's the difference?
Like the way he rap is a lot different than Future. But when he do that, but the other verse he don't rap like that. He actually do a little.
I gotta listen to it. I saw somebody Rap Genius the lyrics.
Uh-huh.
I was surprised at what he was saying. He was saying a lot of shit. Right. I can't understand. Like, dude, I tapped out a while ago.
And see, I'm not saying that I like him because I like his music because he only got the one song and I like that song.
That's a tough song.
I seen him like my son pointing him out. We was at the Barclays for the Thomas Jefferson championship game, and it was a high school game. So. He was walking through, and I was like, oh, there go designer right there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. But you could see, like, that youthful, I'm popping, that shit motherfuckers have in their eyes when they like, shit, I'm popping
I'm
right
out here.
Now.
Yeah.
I'm out here. Mm-hmm. I got my boys with me. Mm-hmm. These little girls right here want an autograph. I'm taking pictures for the gram.
Yeah, I'm in the moment.
He was in the moment, man. He looked like it's happening and he having fun with it, which is like you don't really get to see that too often because cats either blow so fast, you know what I'm saying, or by the time they blow, they get jaded real quick. So it's a very short amount of time in this era that you get to see that. And before, you could see it was like a longer period of time where you saw the excitement of an artist. And,
I think that's coming back.
You know what I'm saying?
Excitement. Because it used to be like, being jaded was part of the style.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember someone we both know, young cat, and he was popping, like, early, doing his thing. And he was adopted a jaded situation. I had to say, fam, why are you so jaded? What you jaded for? You just started doing it, you know? But it was like, it becomes part of the style to be unaffected.
To be unaffected, you know.
Now, I think these cats is like, they back in the moment. They're like, shit.
They in the moment because
I'm moving out.
Because you talking about a cat who uploaded a record from his bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
He bought the beat for $200 a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Finally got the song together.
Right.
Upload the bitch to SoundCloud.
Right.
And poof.
You know what I think maybe, and this is just the theory, I think people are more in the moment and enjoying their success a little bit more because it's very much about the public performance now. Mm-hmm. Like before, you was on the radio, your video came out, shit was popping, you do your walkthrough or whatever.
Right. You had the industry behind you.
You had the industry, but you already...
get your little press and your articles.
Yeah,
and, you
it was already trumped up, like, y'all pay attention, this guy is special.
Right.
So you move special.
Right.
Whereas, like, now you kind of, it's almost like a campaign, you monetize it, so you need to bring that same energy that they felt via SoundCloud to their city.
Right.
And you need to be with it. You know what I mean?
And when I saw him, you could see that in his eyes. And that was like, you know what I'm saying? I appreciated that because you don't really get to see that often with these guys. You know what I'm saying? And it's usually like you see that in some cat that's popping in the hood. That he don't make no records. He just popping. He might dress good, got all the girls. You know what I'm saying? Might dance good and got all the girls. And they got that, we out here.
Right,
he had that look, and I appreciate it. Shout out to designer, you know what I'm saying. Hopefully, he come back with some back to backs and make a name for himself out here in this world.
That's what it is, man. Speaking of
making a name in this world, we about to get back to the world.
Get back to the world. What you doing when you touch that world? Where you gonna be at this
week? When I touch that world, man, I'm gonna be shit. You know, I'm gonna be on the snap, man. I'm in Brooklyn. I ain't got no travel dates this week. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be round the way. You know what I'm saying? Y'all let me know where y'all at. I might come check you.
I hear that.
Well, let me tell them a snap, though.
Oh, well, tell the people.
Catch me on the snap at Thorough TV, ThorotV. You know what I'm saying? I'll be there popping.
What's it again? Say it one more time.
ThorotV.
Snapchat. Peace.
Peace.
Where am I going to be at this week? I'm going to be... let me pull out this calendar.
Got dates.
Oh, wait. Well, you getting this tonight. I'm going to be at Stand Up New York, 8 o'clock. So check me out there. I'm also going to be at Stand Up New York again on the Late Show, the 10 p.m. show on Thursday. And then I'm going to be there Saturday on that 8 o'clock show. And Sunday, I'm out here. Stand Up New York streets. And then... I'm gonna pop up on some press shit. This is funny. I'm gonna be I'm gonna be a guest bartender on Watch What Happens Live this weekend on Sunday. So check that out. I think that's on Bravo with Andy Cohen and all of that.
You about to blow. That's why you got that look in your eye.
Man, I'm out here, man. But until then, tell a friend to tell a friend and
even an enemy
to get in the conversation.
Yeah.
We out.
And the main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.